me. I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me. And I'll be true till you come marching home.
We bound to the mountain, bound to the mountain, bound to the mountain, over the mountain, wild seeds abounding, we just chase the way away. We'll heed not the cold, the tempest, not the danger, for over the mountain, away go the ranger, over the mountain, the hill and the pound, we just chase the way away. Catch him, catch him, over the mountain, the hill and the fountain, way to chase away away. Oh, listen to the hound bell sweetly ringing, over the mountain, while you're springing, over the mountain, the hill and the fountain, way to chase away away. Away to the chase, away, away. Or over, over, steam, steam, or over, over, sketch and catch. Over the mountain, a hill, and a fountain, away to the chase, away, away. Now we are set just right for the race, for the hounds and the horses ride in the chase. The deer is a bouncing, and the hound is a sounding, right on the trail that leads over the mountain. Over the mountain, a hill, and a fountain, away to the chase, away, away. Listen to the hound bells, heavy bass, sounding tight all the way, all night long to the break of dawn. Merrily the chase goes on, over the mountain, a hill and a pound, away the chase away. Or over, over, steam, steam, or over, over, catching, catching, over the mountain, a hill and a pound, away the chase away. Let no rock would fall in there, will you? Getting on a hot trail now. The old flying mule step in. Whee! Listen to cricket.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we're here for round two. We've got that. We're into our second hour of Paranormal Playground Sounds, Sunday Service Special Edition. Thank you for joining in. Wow, what a 180 turn! I literally came in here feeling so exhausted, feeling so drained and done. And Spirit just was like, oh girl, we're gonna take the wheel, and they just started channeling through me. So anyways, I just went into La La Land. I literally just zoned out right now, and it's a good thing. Anyways, we're here till 2 p.m. I'm so excited. I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling God. I'm feeling angels and spirit and the psychic world and the supernatural. I love you so much. I really do. So why don't we just continue? Let's continue. There I go again, spacing out. It's a good thing. If the energy's good, like spirit is really strong here. 120, we have the channeling. So we're going to have a really fun channeling. We're going to clear the energy, clear the air. We're just going to heal in that time. So some inspirational speaking for you on your Sunday for the week. I love you. And that's all I don't know. I just, there's love. It's love. Just love is blossoming out of me and it's coming forth. So anyways, let's continue with this love. Let's continue with some gospel. We had that bluegrass over there with Uncle David Mackin. Cumberland Mountain Deer Race. That actually, I think that was pretty dope. That song was pretty dope. I was loving it. I was over here just grooving to that. It's pretty nice. So next, what do we have? Heavenly Gospel Singers. Precious Lord, take my hand. We have to do it with the gospel. It isn't Sunday service if we're not playing gospel, but most of all, it isn't Sunday service if we're not playing Jubilee. Anyways, stay tuned. Again, 120. You're not going to want to miss it. Love you.
Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. I let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. Lord, I want. Lead me on unto the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on. When the darkness appears, and the night is going near, and the day is almost gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. Yes, I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, yes, I'm worn. Hear my cry, hear my call, lead me on, at least I'm born. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on, holy Lord. At the river I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on.
that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour
to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite. The Boston medium, life is good. Life is just magicaler. It's more magicaler than before. It's even more magicaler. Over and over. Magicaler.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, attention donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Here we are, and here it is. This is going to be our channeling. So if you are new to Sunday service on Sunday for the Paranormal Playground Sounds, welcome. This is the portion of the radio show where I do, it's kind of like a sermon. It's kind of like the preaching the gospel, like as if you were at church. But instead, what I'm channeling is spirit. So instead of reading Bible verses, spirit, which I'm not knocking that at all. No way. You know, I play gospel here. You know, I do incorporate King Jesus, of course. But what I'm saying is we do this from the perspective of mediumship in the psychic world. And so if that's something that resonates with you, that is something, you know, this is good for you. This is that you connected and turned on. So what we're going to be doing is opening up. So this is not per se more me like preaching and being like, this is, you know, how you need to live your life. This has to do more with, this has to do more with connecting with the flow, connecting with God, connecting with so many things, where we are opening up portals to your consciousness so you can have a pathway and you can have more energy and have more insight on your unlocking your unfoldment, unlocking your spiritual growth and development, finding your way. You know, today's show, it's a platform of inspiration to find you and to open up the portals to you. And yes, you can resonate, but the whole point is that this promotes and this helps, and this is the whole intention, is to help you activate your inner you and what's going on. So let's get into it. You know, infinite spirit, I open you up. I open my heart up. What wants to be heard? What wants to be said right now? You know, this is opening up portals in you. The whole point is to open up the portals in you, infinite spirit. What wants to be set? Bring it in. Oh, infinite spirit, here we come today. We come and we clear and we cleanse. Infinite spirit is here for you. You see, today is a good day to understand and go in and realize the darkness. To be able to face the dark things about your reality. And to understand that that is love too. So you see, understanding and experiencing the things that we don't like, we don't necessarily want to face, the things that are not necessarily feel good, are actually the tools and actually the map, and they're actually the light, and they're actually the foreground to everything that is good in your life right now. And that's what the infinite spirit is saying. Hallelujah, amen, praise the Lord, because we're here. You see, you have to understand, you had to go through something dark in order to sit here and listen to channeling. We had to come and sit in a dark place in order to come here and hear the vibrations and hear the light and hear the infinity of God. See, you had to come here and listen to the love and the spirituality and the blessings and the beings and everything that had to come in. If you did not come from a dark place, you see, everything that you went through during those dark periods, those things you didn't want to feel, that was exactly the building blocks to your excellence. You see, that was the building blocks right there to your greatest yet to be. It was your magic wand. You built upon the stairways of darkness, the stairways of hell, the stairways of pain and hurt to get to this place of sunshine. You see, that contrast is good. That contrast is needed, and we must welcome it with open arms when it comes there. When we get to those low places, I swear every time we say, oh my God, I'm so happy I did that. I'm so happy I got there. I'm so happy and grateful I felt what I felt so I can get to this place. You see, we cannot be pushed in the direction of our highest, greatest being. We cannot be pushed in the direction of who and what it is that our superpower is if we do not come into contact with our lower selves every once in a while. We've got to meet forces with our lower selves. You see, it all serves us. Everything serves us. We don't want to say, oh, the material world, it's all bad. The 3D world is bad. Oh. Because once we shun away the world that is finite, once we shun away the world that is physical, we lose touch and we lose the relating with other people, and we lose our connection and we lose our oneness. So we need to get back and understand that it is okay. The material world is okay. The material world, yes, it is here for our pleasure. The material world, all of our senses, we are here to experience riches. We are here to experience wealth. We're here to experience all these magical things. They wouldn't be here if it wasn't. We wouldn't be in this existence. We wouldn't be given the gifts and the opportunities to understand and know how to liberate ourselves and how to be free and to manifest and explore this beautiful world. So we got to take everything and combine it. We can't just leave ourselves into separation. And that's exactly the message that Infinite Spirit wants, because once we feel separated, that's when we feel down, don't we? We feel down when we're separated from someone else. We feel down when we say to ourselves, because of the color of my skin, because of where I come from, because of what I believe in, that person doesn't like me, or that person's this way and they're doing that because of their politics and my politics. And you see how much the division comes in. Do you see? So the more we divide, the more we're asking for all of these things, like I want, you know, equality, this, that, all of these things that we're saying we don't have. We're bringing that into the present moment. We're bringing that into the present moment of our reality. So let's stop doing this. Let's come together. Let's be. And of course we should talk. And of course, and that's the whole point. We should always talk about injustice if we're feeling it. We should always talk about those issues. Always. Never, never turn a blind eye. Never ever pretend to not hear and be blind to what's not going on. But we come back and we understand that when we do express this and we release it, we don't stay there. We move on and we grow from it. We teach. That is the teaching. So when we're teaching, we must teach. We must teach light. We must teach love. We must teach realness. We must teach what is. And if our experience and a factual thing that has happened to us and we express it, maybe that may not be exactly the factual life somebody else lived, but it can help them to understand. So we must, you see all of this contrast put together? We can have both of them. We can have it all. But it's very important right now in this moment and to understand that when we come home, it is wholeness. Home is wholeness. Love is wholeness. You see, when we're here in the 3D realm, there's so much that separates us. There's so much that creates boundaries and barriers and walls and limitation. And we have to understand how to work around that, because we can't look at it and say, well, that's bad and this is what makes life bad and that this is why life is never going to be good. No, you create that reality of good within it. You see, the more you create the world you want, that's what you change the world. You change the world outside of you when you change the inner world. So today is about understanding. Oh, so I'm going to change the world by changing me. Oh, so that thing that I don't like about this, well, I'm going to create what I do like, and we're going to focus in on that, you know? And sometimes we get astray from that. Sometimes we're not on our law of attraction game. And that's okay, and that's what the Infinite Spirit is coming in to tell you. You don't always need to be on your law of attraction game. You don't always need to be at your top tier, your top highest. You don't always need to be the greatest. You don't always need to. Sometimes, some days you gotta be low. Sometimes, some days you gotta be small. Sometimes, some days you gotta be weak. Sometimes, some days you are disempowered, and that's okay, said the Infinite Spirit. That's all right. Because it all serves us. You see, everything serves us. The humble places, the overconfident places, the fearful places, the sad places, the happy places, the grateful places, the ungrateful places, it all serves us. So we must, let's take the judgment away from ourselves and the way we felt yesterday and the way we might feel in the future. Let's take the judgment and let's learn. We've said things, we've done things. But let's not be sorry, and let's not be ashamed, because everything has served us. Everything has served everybody else. See, this life and everything we're at, we are in a constant, beautiful rotation of bliss, education, love, prosperity, unfoldment. It's all here right now. It's all given. Look at this. Look at this beautiful place. Look at this freeform radio. You get to hear me. Look at this magnificent life. Look at this magnificent invention called radio. Look at this. Look at that love that lifts us up right now in this moment. There is so much love right here. It's love within your heart. It's always going to be love. So no matter how you change, day to day, up, down, dark, light, sad, happy, angry, loving, there's that place. You go and reach that place that never changes, and this is what this is for. You see, we meet here on Sunday. We meet here, but Sunday's every day, baby. Sunday can be every day. Sunday service, paranormal playground sounds can be every day. Church, whatever it is you go to, temple, whatever it is you got, whatever it is you believe in, whatever it is your thing to shine, whatever things you love, whatever you believe in, oh, the beauty, the originality, the joy, the being, you are here, and the manifestation is right here in your hands. You are so loved. You are so beautiful. Keep it going. Keep it shining. Keep it going, Infinite Spirit said, and keep it shining. This is today. This is the most beautiful day to be alive, because it is the beginning of change. It is the beginning of growth. It is the beginning of revelation. It is the beginning. Oh, we get another chance. See, we're born again every day. We get to be cleared of our sins every single day. You see, God loves you. Angels and spirit love you. The universe loves you so much. No matter what you do, no matter even the darkest version of yourself, you will always be loved, said the Infinite Spirit. That darkest version of yourself will always truly be loved, no matter what. You've got to play in the cosmos, God. We've got to play, because that's what we're here for, and express that inner place. You are a walking piece of cosmos. You are a walking piece of stardust, said the Infinite Spirit. You are the walking piece. You are the answer. You are the magnificent portal. You see, here, this is where freedom lies. This is where freedom lives. This is within you. It's all in your hands. It's all at your fingertips. Love, goodness, kindness, mercy. It's all here. Oh!
We get to be free. We're always free. You are always free, said the Infinite Spirit. You were always and you always have been. The world, you were only limited because you came into this physical heart, the physical suit, this physical cute little suit you got on. Woo! That cute little suit. How cute you look when you got here to planet Earth and you put on your flesh outfit. You put on your skin color, your gender, and you said this is gonna be a cute outfit for the time that I'm here, and eventually I'm gonna take it off one day, you know, and I'm gonna find myself another outfit. And it's all groovy, baby, because spirit in me has never changed. Spirit in me is always infinite, and it's never, ever gonna die. The outside of me may fade one day. The outside of me may change. But the inside is eternal and it never dies. It never, ever dies. You have to understand that right now. You are a walking piece, portal of eternity. You are a walking piece and portal of eternity. That walking piece and portal of eternity is you. And it is the most beautiful you, that essence, that childlike magnificence that's in your heart. We're making plans. We're making plans. Just like that XTC song, we're making plans for Nigel. We're making plans for you, baby. We're making plans just for you. See, Spirit's making plans for you. Spirit's got a list. Spirit's got directions. Spirit's got a schedule. Spirit's got it all mapped out just for you. And if you shine into that infinite light, you shine into that infinite message, and you shine. Radiate that magic, radiate that gold. It's here, it's there, it's staying. It is plentitude, it is love. Woo! Springing forth into your eardrums, springing forth into your subconscious. You see, this is a play. Love for your subconscious right now, and it's getting fed. We're feeding you. We're feeding you, we're nurturing you, we're giving you the fuel. This is fuel, baby, for your subconscious. And in your subconscious, we want to let that grow because we're letting go of hate. We're letting go of separation. We're letting go of limitation. We're letting go of anything that told us, oh my goodness, we can't. Oh yeah, you can. See, we're giving. We're giving seeds and we're giving life to everything that can be done. We're giving love to everything that is you. You are this magnificent world of play. You are this magnificent child that's never grown up, you see. But now you've got the wisdom, you see. You've got the wisdom, you've got the love, you've got the joy, you've got it. Love, love, love. Stay here with love because love is the ultimate goodness and it is the ultimate sacrifice. Love is you. But we are not sacrificial beings. There is no martyr here. There is no hangman here. There is no giving up something in order to get gain. There is no giving up in order to be free. That's already been done. Everybody who's come before us has already did that work. You're here to play, baby. Oh, it's generation playtime. It's spiritual playtime, and that's what you got. Love you so much to the moon in the back. Love you so much to the stars, to the infinite playground, to the paranormal playground. Here we go. Thank you so much for tuning in to the inspirational speaking. Thank you so much for opening up your heart to what it is that needs to be heard. You are a blessing. You are a walking miracle. You are heaven. Oh, and I look into your eyes. You are heaven. Woo! So much love, so much love. Thank you, all of you who have tuned in. Make sure to tune into my other program, Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's on Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays. We've got, I like to surprise people, but it usually comes out on the show, you know, what spirit I'm going to be talking about. So I'm going to be playing XTC, and I'm going to be playing, you know, Marilyn Monroe, her spirit. We're going to be talking about what Marilyn Monroe wants to say. We're going to be talking about Ulysses Grant. We're going to be talking about all the good things that spirit wants to come in and help uplift and guide us. This is a good day to be alive for sure. Please tune in. And I do. We're going to start in the new this year to do live readings on the air and live readings in person. I do private readings. So if you're not comfortable doing it on the air, do it in private. I love you so much. Giving out love, giving out love, giving out love. That is... Hoo-wee! There's a lot. I mean, and this is the thing. Spiritual warfare is real. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that it isn't. But it's not what we think it is. There's no more of this, like, actual, like, you know, get my beret and bayonet and just, like, hide in the trenches. Like, this is energetic. This is in the unseen. Everything is going on in the unseen. So if you do not know how to navigate in the unseen, and most people actually really don't, because we're being taught, you know, that stuff isn't real. And on top of this, you know, we're being distributed so much drugs and saying it's socially acceptable, you know, to go out and get hammered and drink and all of these things and take this pill and all of a sudden your depression is gone, or, you know, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's not as big as an issue that we really have made it out to be, because we understand that sickness and when we're not well is very much a profitable thing to others. And so we're not going to focus on that, but what we're going to focus on is understanding that the reality is most people don't understand where the war is, where this, and it's all energetic and it's all in the unseen. Not only do they not, do they even know how to navigate through it? Do you have a spiritual team? Do you have a spiritual army? Do you have a spiritual military? Do you have all of your defenses lined up in the unseen when you're picking up on all of these things? And that's something that's very real. So, you know, this isn't to, you know, cause fear or fear-mongering in any way. This is has to do with the good news that when we open up ourselves and we put love in our energy fields and we do this work, we're always protected and we know how to battle, basically. You know, you could see the spirit. We don't see it the same way as other people do in the unseen. And it's not the same. It's never the same, but as long as you know within your heart and you take the guidance and you know, there's no exact way how to battle. There is no exact way how to defeat these energetic entities that are coming at us. And yes, it is us who's always attracting that. Again, this isn't something that's outside of ourselves, but we have to understand we live in a world where there's so many different consciousnesses going on, which is so beautiful. So we have to make sure we're staying in our own. What world do you want to live in? And that's the free will. So today, it's about understanding that the lower realms, the darkness, it's here to serve us if it comes. And let's be appreciative of it. Let's be in the light, because it's alchemy when we can turn it into gold. It truly is. And I felt the love, and I felt the love light, and I felt the healing so strong. So it is a blessing to be here with you. Thank you so much, and I hope this week you have an astonishing, beautiful, miraculous week where you get your aha moment and you are able to lift yourself up. I love you. Mwah. Stay tuned. We're here till 2 p.m. Gonna be playing some tunes.
Cloud up and cry. basement. You sit that music thumping, to you it's easy. When you go one, two, three, yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs with a boom boom and a boom boom boom. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll. Just one thing, oh, will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Oh, Mr. Bassman, I really think I'm with it. Boom boom. And call Mr. Bassman. Now I'm a bassman too. Teach me, yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Yeah, Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. Boom boom, and a boom boom. Come on, Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman too.
Time I'll be thinking of you, so say you want me back again. That's the time I'll come back to you. Oh, anytime, anytime, anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, hey now, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Oh, anytime, anytime, anytime you're thinking about me, hey, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. Me back again, that's the time I'll come back to you. That's the time I'll come back to you.
Okay, we are out, skis. This has been a beautiful another episode of Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service. I hope you got what you needed with your paranormal fix and able to communicate and talk with spirit with all this amazing Americana. So until next time, I love you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will leave you with some Dixieland jazz to celebrate. Woo! Whew! Have a beautiful rest of your day.
left just to make me laugh. My life's a joke, your life's a gas. You broke my heart at midnight mass. Now I'm the ghost of Christmas past. The only choice you gave to me is one I took reluctantly. Cause when we bled democracy, you always take immunity. How long do we sink to the bottom of the sea? How long, how long? How long do we sink and it's only you and me? How long, how long? How long? How long? How long? How long? What's the point? Getting clean, you wear the same old dirty jeans. What's the point of being seen? Those eyes are cruel, those eyes are mean. What's the point of human beings? A sharpie face on tangerines. Why has it felt like Halloween since Christmas 2017? How long? To be this hard. The house is on Mulholland Drive. The car's on Sunset Boulevard. The registration's here with me. Neither of us has the key. We can live down in the flats. The hills will fall eventually. How long till we sink to the bottom of the sea?